Florida considers putting up another site to hold illegal migrants. By Hannah Knudsen on June 27, 2025. Florida is considering setting up another site, in addition to Alligator Alcatraz, to hold illegal migrants in an effort to solve capacity issues, according to Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. I mean, the sheriffs and the police chief, the jails. We can't have every illegal housed in our jails because we actually have non-illegals who need to be housed there when they commit crimes too, DeSantis said during a press conference this week, discussing the use of the Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility, now known as Alligator Alcatraz, to house illegal migrants. It'll be a force multiplier. It'll help DHS. It will help our state and local law enforcement with relieving some burden on resources, he continued. DeSantis also floated a similar camp in northern Florida. We'll probably also do something similar up at Camp Blanding, which is where our National Guard headquarters train there. We have some capacity there, so Kevin Guthrie, Division of Emergency Management, are working on that, DeSantis said. So, we'll have a formal announcement on both of those very, very quickly, he added. Watch. DeSantis spoke about the Everglades facility during an interview with Fox News, explaining that more than 3,000 illegals can be processed through Alligator Alcatraz. He described that particular facility as a one-stop shop. We've got a massive runway right behind us where any of the federal assets, they want to fly these people back to the country, he said, noting that most of the illegal migrants will likely be ones that are apprehended in Florida. You know, we've got across this country about 750,000 illegals that have already been ordered to be removed by an immigration judge. We probably got 50,000 or more in Florida. And so we're going to have our hands full just with that, he added. The facility is expected to be up and running next week, per the governor.